From the bustling streets to the quiet corners, every town in Ireland has a story to tell. I'm Alison Curtis, and in this series, we're hitting the road to uncover the heart and soul of communities across the country. We'll be meeting people who make these places special, hear their challenges and triumphs, and celebrate the unique spirit that makes each town its own. So buckle up and join me as we discover the magic of my town, only on Today FM. Welcome to My Town. Today we're heading to Ballyhaunas in County Mayo, a town brimming with warmth, diversity, and a spirit that truly embodies the phrase, every voice matters. Nestled in the picturesque Irish landscape, Ballyhaunas stands as a testament to the power of inclusivity, where over 40 nationalities come together to create a vibrant tapestry of cultures. Join us as we explore the heart of this remarkable town, meet its extraordinary people, and uncover the stories that make Ballyhaunas a shining example of unity and diversity. Our journey begins at the Ballyhaunas Boxing Club, a hub of energy and passion, where young athletes train and hone their skills. Here we meet Carla Peak, an 18-year-old boxing sensation who has taken the world by storm. She is so unassuming and humble about her incredible achievements. Carla, you've got an impressive collection of medals and titles to your name. Can you tell us about them?
Well, this is an Irish medal, so you win that when you win your All-Irelands. And then that's my world silver medal. I recently just won that in the World Championships in November.
That's insane. So silver in your category for the entire world.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I want to talk about what you got home from that win, but tell us a few more things about these ones as well.
Well, when I got home, I went to a club show, one of the recent, the close clubs near us, KFC, and they gave me this trophy as well to say well done. And then when I got back, my own club gave me this trophy as well. The gold medalists had like huge big cups. And when I came back, I only had the medal, like, so my mum and all the coaches in the club went and bought this.
There was also a little bit of a welcome for you as well.
Yeah, there was huge homecoming in town, and all the businesses and all put up a load of posters and everything of me. Like, I knew how big of a fight everything was, like, and I was trying to take it one fight at a time. But like, as soon as I won a medal, it was just everywhere. Like, everyone was supporting me, and also I was just trying to stay away from social media.
Did you find it emotional then?
Very. I had to get up and do a speech, like, and they were asking me about my journey getting up there, and I just couldn't stop crying about talking about everything. Like, I was just very emotional.
So what age were you when you started boxing then?
I was seven.
Seven?
Yeah. My older brother was boxed, so as soon as I came into the club and started training and all, I knew, like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
When I was about 10, I started sparring boys in the club.
Yeah.
And I started getting the better of the boys, and the boys didn't want to spar anymore. And my parents started saying, okay, maybe she is getting good.
Like, yeah.
I think boxing brings it out of you. You start getting that confidence once you're in the ring and you start feeling it, and people are saying, like, oh, you're actually doing good. Like, it gives you a lot of confidence. Like, the sport helps you.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the girls, like, we have 5 Irish titles last year for our club, and they were all girls, like, so.
So are you competitive with each other?
Yeah, we're in different categories. I feel like the girls are more competitive with the boys, you know, because I feel like we have a bit more to prove than the boys here in the club.
It's so impressive. I mean, your parents must be just over the moon.
Thank you.
Carla's story is a testament to the welcoming spirit of Ballyhaunas, a town where people from all walks of life come together to support and celebrate each other's successes. Now, let's step further into another cornerstone of the community, Ballyhaunas Community School, where the future generation is learning and growing together in a truly diverse environment. With 42 nationalities represented among its 750 students, the school is a testament to the power of education in fostering understanding and respect. I'm here in the company of some of those Ballyhaunas Community School students. Can each of you tell me a little bit about yourselves and what it's like to be part of such a diverse school?
My name is Aisha, and I am the daughter of 2 immigrant parents. They did a very amazing job. A bit about myself is I love studying. I really, really do. I love science. You know, I love also playing. I love dancing as well. Yeah. And yeah, I love a bit of everything. I love to try different things. I love to meet new people, so this is great.
We're new.
Getting to meet today, FM.
And where did your parents come from?
So my dad is from Cameroon, and he has German heritage from there, and so is my mother. So we'd speak English, French, and German.
And do you have siblings?
Yes, I do. I have one younger brother and two older sisters.
So my name is Christina Ruan. I'm 16 and I'm in transition year. I'm from just outside Ballyhonus, and I've lived here my whole life. I went to a primary school that was like mostly Irish people. There wasn't many people of like different cultures or nationalities where I went to primary school. So when I came here, it was like very different. Like it was a big change from, you know, what I was used to. And like even just the numbers, like there was 150 in my primary school and there's 750 here. So it was very different. I like languages. I like French, English and Irish. And I love history and art as well.
And tell us about yourself.
So my name is Eva Boyle. I'm 16. I've lived around Ballyhonus my whole life. I'd be really kind of involved in like all the clubs in the school. I'm secondary student council.
Woo!
So I'd be like a really nervous speaker, and my English teacher kind of pushed me forwards for this public speaking competition. I was like, oh my God, no. But then I did it and I loved it, and I was kind of built so much confidence when I did it. It was amazing.
So my name is Emilia Gerchuk. I'm 16 years old and I've lived in Ballyhonus my whole life. My family's from Poland and they moved here like 17 years ago or like 18. I was born in Castlebar.
Wow.
And I love this school because even walking in as a Polish girl, I didn't feel like I stood out at all. I felt like I was like fit in perfectly. And like there's so many other people of so many different cultures, including Polish, and like we all can just mingle and talk together about things we enjoy. I would have never like guessed that there were this many cultures in our school. Like over 40 is just crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Akil Amjad. I'm 16 years old. I'm a fifth year student. And this year I am chairperson of the student council.
Oh, wow.
My parents are Pakistani, so I'm from like a Pakistani household. And coming into the school, it was quite like the second nature. Like I didn't really feel anything stand out. It was just normal to be in school with many different cultures. And even in my primary school, I did have friends who were Pakistani as well. So it was just normal for me. Myself, I love languages. It's ironic to say that I love Irish, and I even use it at home with my siblings, like to annoy them because they hate it. But I got a scholarship to go to Gaeltacht in second year. And I went there and I just got my love for Irish then.
My name is Guilherme. I just came here to Ireland. There is 3 years ago, and like I came with no English. I learned everything here.
Right.
I came with my parents and my siblings from Brazil.
And do you have that sensation as well? It's just so multicultural, and you felt ease moving in.
Well, that wasn't too easy, but like after months, I found it a bit easier than at the start. But like, sometimes it's harder.
And what are your interests? Like, obviously, you have languages under the belt now as well. So what are your other interests? You guys are great. True inspirations. Thank you so much for your time today. You have to go back to classes now.
David McDonough, Principal of Ballyhonus Community School.
How proud does it make you feel to see students from all different backgrounds thriving together in this school?
Yeah, I'm really proud of it. I really enjoy the school, invested in the place. And as you saw today, our kids are great. It's a great school. We love it.
And I think the big thing that's come across to us the whole day that we've been in Ballyhonus is just how integrated so many different cultures are, and incredible.
Our motto here in school is unity and diversity, and it's something we strive towards every day. We're very lucky that there's a real air of camaraderie within the school. People get on with each other, and we're very lucky that the integration in Ballyhonus dates back to the 1970s.
Yeah.
So for these kids, it's nothing new. It's just part of being part of Ballyhonus community.
750 students, it's big.
We had a very large extension refurbishment of the school 5 years ago. So that has really added to the ambience of the place. Coming here, no matter what day of the year, it's beautiful, it's bright, it's airy, it's warm. It's a comfortable environment to come in. And even last week with the snow and the ice, we were open all through that. And our students came in here. It was warm, it was comfortable. We were able to feed them. It really, really was reinforced that sense of community.
The energy and enthusiasm at the Ballyhonus Community School is contagious. It's a testament to the town's commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all. now, let's head over to the Language Cafe, a place where conversations flow as freely as the coffee and friendships blossom across cultures.
My name is Mark Godfrey. I'm the chairperson of Ballyhonus Community Council, which owns and runs this building, and one of the founders of the Language Cafe, which we started about just over 5 years ago.
What inspired you to set it up, and what impact have you seen it have on the community?
We started it because we felt language was a great medium to encourage and facilitate integration. And I suppose the unique thing was that we had people who had moved to Ballyhonus who wanted to learn English and practice English, but there was also people who spoke French, Spanish, and those languages as their native tongue. And there's local people that might want to practice or learn those. So the format always is that it's like it's not a class, it's a conversation. And it's once a week in four different languages. And then we have Irish classes as well on Tuesday evenings. And it's always with tea and coffee, or we go to the bar for our French and Spanish ones. And there's a great sort of community that developed out of it. I mean, a lot of friendships and...
Yeah, I was going to say, Mark, do you think that is because we all know that learning in a classroom environment is not... Like, I learned French in the classroom and it's kind of gone. It's when you put it into practice and it's conversational and it's real life, you're more likely to flourish with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like, because this room is where we do the English Language Cafe, and there might be 25 people here on a Thursday night, and I think it's not just the language. That's a key reason why they come, but it's also friendships, and particularly local friendships and connections. Because if you're new to a place,
exactly,
and you have no anchors or people to help you and advise you on jobs, houses, all of these questions.
Right.
There's a lot of Ukrainian refugees, Palestinian refugees, as well as people that are coming to work in factories here, and they all bring stories which are fascinating to local people.
Yeah. And so your inspiration for starting it was just that?
I had done something similar in the community that I lived in. I lived in China for about 14 years.
Oh, wow.
And we had this group that I was invited to help, this group in the community where everybody wanted to learn English. And it was one of the best experiences, because every Saturday I was just sort of to go to the local library and just help people converse in English. And it was just a great way to know people. So I guess I had that experience.
The Language Cafe shows the power of communication and connection. It's a place where barriers are broken down and friendships are formed, proving that language is a bridge, not a wall. Now, I am joined by Alma Gallagher, a local representative here in Ballyhonus, and we're in the community hall, a central hub for the town. Alma, can you describe this space and its significance to people in Ballyhonus?
We're in the community hall in Ballyhonus, so it was formerly called the Procol Hall. So this really is an iconic building here in the hall in Ballyhonus, really, because it's just opposite the parish church. So I'm also on the board. Mm-hmm. Mark Godfrey is the chairperson. We actually sat beside each other at school.
Messing.
Yes. Yeah. Well, maybe I was maybe the messer and Mark was more. But look, it's a wonderful, wonderful place. We're in the middle of a renovation project here. There's always something to be done with fantastic voluntary boards. So I am the local councillor, the local public representative. So in June, I was a first-time candidate and I was elected here locally. So
amazing.
You know, it's great. I'm the first woman elected in the Claremorris Swinford.
I'm kind of finding that hard to believe.
Yeah, it's great. So I'm also Lasca Hurluck as well of the Swinford district as well. So yeah, very proud of that.
And do you think that for your own stage of life, your children are a little bit older, do you think that that was something for you to kind of go, now is my time to get back into and focus on yourself and your career?
I've always worked full-time and I've always been involved with the community, even before I had any political ambitions. You know, I was involved with setting up the Carers Association here locally. And I suppose my children reached that age that I could take into consideration other goals. And an opportunity arose then where the councillor here, Councillor John Cribben, decided he was going to retire, not going to contest the next election, and an opportunity rose there. So I went to selection convention and I won the selection convention to go forward. You know, we're enjoying it and my family are enjoying it as well. And they're a part of the whole process, you know, so and I'm really, really proud of that. And it was an experience for them, even in June, the whole excitement about local politics again. Good for children, good for young people. You know, I went up to the school as well, and good for women in politics too, you know, because I got a lot of support for women. It wasn't just gender tokenism, but just to come out and to support me as well. And there was a great buzz, a great excitement locally here in June.
It's unique in a way that there are so many different cultures and individuals that have decided to settle here, and it's a real blend, and that's something to be really proud of.
Our integration started in the 70s, and it's really economic integration. And I know you're going to talk into, you're going down later on to the mosque and everything else. But yes, I mean, we've been integrating since, so it's not a new phenomenon for us. And it is perhaps for other towns and cities, but not here in Ballyhaunas. I suppose as a public representative, my role now going forward is to provide the vital services and the vital infrastructure, and there's an emphasis, and, you know, it's my responsibility to do that and trying to deliver that as much as possible. I know that we've been talking earlier on about housing and services and all of that. So it's just getting those vital services in there. And we're just like every other rural town, but I suppose we're a step ahead of the majority of towns in Ireland at the moment.
Now, I'm also here with a new member of the community who has an incredibly inspiring story. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your journey to Ballyhaunas?
My name is John Dave Halassan.
And you've been in Ballyhaunas for 2 years?
For 2 years. I really dream of bringing my kids here in Europe because, you know, back home, it's not really, really very good for me. Like, I work as a welder, and my profession and being a welder in Philippines, you know, like salary there would 300 euros a month. And as a father of three, you know, I have very big ambition for my kids. So yeah, it was very tough moving from Philippines to here, and then just looking for a different country to work. And I was applying around like in UK and in Netherlands, and I got accepted here in Ireland first. So I took the job straight away. I didn't know anyone. Like, oh God, when I came here, it was a very small and quiet town, and I was asking myself, like, oh God, why did you bring me here in Ballyhaunas? Like, to be honest with you, I didn't like the town at the very first.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anyone. Like, you know, I feel like being so lonely and alone. Like, I remember myself walking in the streets, like, you know, just my life is just literally just going to work and going to Super Value after. During weekends, I try to socialize, but, you know, like, now I know why God brought me here, like, because this town is amazing.
What was the first moment where you broke through? Because you just need to meet that one person in Ireland that will open up a whole community to you.
Facebook. Like, we do have a Facebook page here. It's called Ballyhaunas Life.
Okay.
And there was a like a cultural music event, and I love music. And I actually have a band here right now called Sweet Rhapsody, and we play in Max Shurton's pub. Yeah. Again, going back, it was on Facebook. It was posted that there's going to be a musical event. And then after the show, they said that there's a language cafe group happening every Thursday. And so I decided to, look, this is a good thing, like, to socialize and meet new people, meet friends. So I did not hesitate to join. My boss, he's a very, very good man. Yeah. His name is Brian Clunan.
Okay.
I work in Western Proteins, by the way.
Yeah.
I work there in the maintenance department. And when I received the visa approval of my wife, I asked my boss straight away, like, boss, you know, this is my dream, my goal to have my family here. So, but you know, I cannot just work alone. I need my wife to be working as well. So I asked help from him if he could, you know, land a job for my wife. So he said yes, and straight away, like, it was very amazing because it was on her birthday, November 13th, like,
oh, really?
She got her job in Dawn Meats. So she works in the packing area.
You have three children, two boys and a girl?
Yeah, I haven't seen my kids for... sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
I haven't seen my kids for 7 years, so...
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can I ask what stage they're at then? You're applying for their paperwork.
Currently, I'm doing the invitation letter.
Okay.
So...
But Willoughby is here to get children over because parents are here? Or?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. Normally, the visa application takes a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a good reason, they can, you know, expedite the thing. Like, for example, like, me and my wife is working here already. And if I tell them that there's no one's going to take care of the kids anymore, like, they could consider that reason.
Yeah. But it's a lived experience that, like... We can't really. I certainly can be very, you know, sympathetic towards you. We don't know that experience at all. And obviously, you're a really incredibly strong man. And I'm really thank you for your time because I really appreciate hearing your story. I want to thank John Dave for sharing his inspiring story. And it is a universal story: the sacrifices of hard work just to make a better life for your family. He truly is an inspiration.
Had you been in the mosque before? No. Okay.
Our final destination is the Ballyhannis Mosque, a symbol of the town's commitment to religious freedom and interfaith harmony.
My name is Mohammed Sherbachi. I was raised here in Ballyhannis. I grew up in Ballyhannis. The family is originally from Aleppo, Syria, the northern city of Aleppo. When you're entering the mosque, you need to go and wash your hands, and there's a way, a procedure to do it. So before you pray, you have to be cleansed from head to toe. Every mosque would have two sections, one for the men to pray, the women, they pray on that side. And regarding then, if there is teachings, it's all carried in the mosque. You have to take off your shoes. That's very important, just to keep the place nice and clean. One unique feature is Sida. That's the direction of Mecca. So that's where we pray towards Mecca. That's a very important feature in every mosque, okay? Every day there's 5-time prayers in the mosque.
Yeah.
Coming to the mosque is so important to learn how to pray, to learn how to read Arabic, or, you know, it brings a belonging.
Tell us a little bit about the history and its significance.
The mosque was built in the 80s. A long time ago, and the reason for building the mosque, there was a community, Muslim community, Pakistanis, that came into Ballyhannis first, and then the Syrians moved out after that. And the family started growing, and they wanted a place to gather. It wasn't just the mosque, it was just a place to meet up, a place to do the celebration, our Eid, it's like Christmas, so they wanted a place to meet up and all of that. So it was built. And it was the first purpose-built mosque in the whole of Republic of Ireland.
It's a huge building.
Yeah, and we're proud to kind of keep it and maintain it. I'm part of the committee just to, you know, maintain the mosque the last so many years. Ballyhannis is unique.
Yeah.
Everybody gets together.
Yeah.
Everybody shows their culture in a nice way. And that's so unique, and I love it. I love being now from Ballyhannis.
Imam Luqman Mohammed. Can you tell us about yourself, your own background, and your position in this community?
I'm from Sudan. Moved to Ireland about 4 years ago. This is my third year in Ballyhannis.
Your specific role of an imam in Ballyhannis, but in general?
Yeah. Imam is an Arabic word. It means the leader. I am the leader of the Muslim community here in Ballyhannis, and my role is to lead the prayers, teach them about Islam and explain Islamic stuff, and to deliver the sermons of Fridays, so the speeches here and lead the rituals of Janaza when someone dies. On Fridays, we have the Friday sermon. It's called khutbah in Arabic, means it's a speech.
Okay,
so it's delivered every Friday. Yeah, afternoon.
And how did you settle on Ireland?
I never picked Ireland, and I never chose to stay here. I came to Ireland on a scholarship. I studied at the University of Limerick. Did a MA in International Studies, still in progress. And I was encouraged by some of the locals here to stay and help the community, the Muslim community here.
How big are we talking for the Muslim community?
I am not sure of the exact number of the Muslims here, and it is always increasing. Yeah, because of the mosque, people prefer to come to Ballyhonis. But people are speaking of 120 families.
What about cuisine and food for your own culture?
In Ballyhonis, it's not that hard. The halal food is always available here in Ballyhonis. There is halal meat provided by Noor Food and others. And we have Aleppo and we have the Pakistani shops.
It's a really unique thing to have in Ireland, and particularly, you know, maybe in parts of rural Ireland. But do you feel very, like, accepted? I mean, the mosque has been here for a very long time.
Very much. I feel everyone here is like my blood brothers.
As we conclude our visit to Ballyhonis, we're left with a profound sense of admiration for this extraordinary town. From the boxing ring to the classroom, to the language cafe, to the mosque, Ballyhonis has shown us the true meaning of unity in diversity. Thank you for joining us on this episode of My Town. We hope that you're inspired by the stories of the people of Ballyhonis. And join us next time as we explore another fascinating town in Ireland. My Town is presented by me, Alison Curtis. Audio and visuals by Cathal O'Sullivan. Scripting and sound design by Lachlan Hart. Researcher Shannon Kenny, executive producer Mark Lenihan. This project is co-funded by Commission Naman under the Sound and Vision Scheme.